You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Truth Nation, great morning. You were supposed to be at work at 8 a.m. You're late.
You got roughly 26 seconds to go ahead and clock it. Hurry up. Clock
Bailey.
In. Clock in. Clock in.
Bailey.
Clock in.
Bailey. All right.
20 seconds.
You're late. Welcome, Black, to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning
801.
On the award-winning 101.7. I'm trying to get a station ID. On the award-winning 101.7 FM, we are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. I'm the legendary Home of Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Colvin.
And for those who don't know and understand radio and TV, yeah, we have a mandatory, you know, at top of the hours, at least 5 minutes before, no later than 5 minutes after, to give a legal
ID.
Station ID.
Yeah.
Station identification. So, yeah, you'll see it on news. You'll see it on any TV. Yeah, you'll see it. They'll put it up. Sometimes you won't even realize.
You don't even know that's what it is.
Are you, honey?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That damn smoke.
It got me, dude. I'm down. Pimp down.
Okay. Whew.
Have to go get me another cup of coffee on the next break.
Yeah.
Y'all hold on. I got my new mug to do it in, too. Shout out to R.N. Kawanda.
Nurse R.N. Kawanda. And on the YouTube page, she said, the devil is a lie. I keep my therapy appointment. It's a must. 100.
I know that. That's right, girl.
That's a necessity for my mental well-being daily. And it does help along with you doing the work.
Yes.
Because you got to help them to help you.
Help you, yeah.
And, of course, she also co-signed by, you know, Nurse R.N. Kawanda.
Uh-huh.
And said, it's 8 o'clock. If you're scheduled to be at work and you're not there, you're late. Don't listen to Shay Shay Foo Foo. Shout out to our brother, Dave. Because he's, you know, he's with Bailey on that. They give grace. Your job will not. And especially if
you're working for me.
You know,
okay, help me.
I'm not going to even go there.
Yeah.
I was going to go stealth on you, and I'm not going to do it.
You're not ready.
I'm not going to do it.
You're not ready.
Yeah. No. I'm not going to go. Yeah. is anybody working over there now?
Oh.
Okay. I'm just saying. I know.
That
I'm
was stealth.
Wrong.
That was stealth. It was like in it. And you know what? You did it with such aerodynamics.
Thank you.
You know,
Thank you.
I'm going to give you, go on and hit your gavel one time because you gave one. There it is.
All right.
There it is.
Thank you. It is the proximity of us that has given me some of your zen.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's what I want to think of it as. Leading up to the top of the hour, let's see.
You know they got the fruit flies in here again. Just so we're clear. I saw some out by the coffee pot earlier, and I was like, here they come. And here they are in the studio.
They actually.
It's that time of year.
They actually came from outside. They were like, help us. You know, the movie The Fly, like, help me. Help me. So
they was outside. Yeah, we all small. They decided to make their way in here.
We can't make it.
We can't help you.
We're going to have bees and everything in here in a minute.
Okay.
The wasps. all of them. Like,
and it has to do with the time of year.
Yeah.
Friends and family.
The flies.
Working down here at the Third Street Market. Do you see them flying around?
Yes, I do.
Okay, see.
Yeah, they've been all. Yeah, there they go. So we might look like we are crazy. Like if you see our eyes wander, all like, there goes.
Right.
Them. Because somehow it magnetizes your vision when you see it. You're like,
right.
And then sometimes you do the
sometimes
the hand
like,
fly swatter.
Right.
And miss.
If you see us just going, you know.
There you go.
Doing the whole.
You don't have to call and get three family members to have a judge say, I need to do something about them. You know, I know they be crazy, but I don't think they really crazy.
No.
But after watching this morning show,
if and you see us doing all this,
yeah, woo, I ain't doing all of this.
Woo!
Yeah.
Because sometimes it looks like a swarm is happening.
Absolutely. We need to use the instrumental of Ludacris. Move.
Get out the way.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay.
Dun, dun. Oh, no. Fruit fly is out. About to knock lights out. Disturbing the peace. Order. I sentence you to outside.
Okay.
Because I was going to sentence them to death.
Well, that's, you know.
If I had a buzzer, a zapper in here.
Listen, for a fly that small, for the fruit flies going outside right now,
yeah,
that could be it for them.
There was a kid school song called Shoe Fly.
Yeah, don't bother me.
I
Shoe
never,
Fly, don't bother me.
Yeah, I never really got it until I got grown. You know what I mean? To really appreciate why you were like, shoot, fly, because you could say it with your grown voice. Then we just looked crazy because we were trying to swat them.
Yeah. These mugs out here right now, though, y'all,
it's
they
treasure. Different breed. It's a different
breed. We might have to go and get that fruit spray,
yeah.
Fly spray.
Yeah, so Nina Nicole on our YouTube, it said, cold 10, man down, laughing. said prayers for all outside and those with breathing and lung issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, that part.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Jasmine Jazz West said, out here transporting children in the foster care system all day.
Get
prayers
your mask.
For you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And get your mm-hmm. mask on.
And get some for them kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Get some for the people that you are transporting.
Yeah.
Because it is no joke, people. It is no joke. And we really need you to take it serious.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're talking about masks, and it leads into this ICE in Milwaukee. The U.S. Department of Justice, commonly called the DOJ, says it will not comply with the mask ban ordinance.
Of course they won't. They do that with everything. So, whatever doesn't go their way or isn't situated the way they want it to, then they go on and do their deal.
Mm-hmm. And they have someone that is a commander in chief that, you know, like, yeah, that's right.
Well, I mean, folk voted for him, not me.
Yeah.
But people voted for him, so.
Yeah. Do we have that video clip, Xavier? All right, we're going to get that lined up. But yeah, the U.S. Department of Justice issued a Friday deadline for Milwaukee to respond to a mask dispute. An ordinance passed in April bans all local, state, and federal law enforcement from wearing masks with some exceptions. The U.S. Department of Justice, a.k.a. DOJ, stated the ban is unconstitutional and endangers federal officers. So we're going to play this clip now and get your thoughts on this, Truth Nation. Xavier, if you can play that clip.
President Trump is pushing back against a major policy shift for ICE agents.
Yesterday, the agency ordered officers to temporarily pause most vehicle stops during immigration enforcement operations. The president
in
wrote
one ear, it's
on
not
social
the other. It's
media
not balanced.
Saying in part, quote,
so you can stop.
We cannot
can stop
give up
it,
one of ICE's
just,
most important.
I know if it's creating a situation in here, then I can only know what Truth Nation is going through out there.
They probably can't hear it.
Right, yeah. One, you know,
it's in one channel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one channel.
Yep. The clock is ticking in the fight between ICE and Milwaukee. The Federal Department of Justice gave Milwaukee until Friday to respond. In April, Milwaukee passed an ordinance that bans all law enforcement from wearing masks. There are exemptions for health or safety reasons. Those breaking it can face a fine of up to $10,000. Supporters said it was part of what they called ICE out Milwaukee. It was clear from the debate that they were targeting immigration agents. The U.S. DOJ sent the mayor and city attorney a letter on July 10th. It says the federal government will not comply. It tells the city to respond by this Friday, July 17th, that it will not enforce the ban against federal agents. One Milwaukee nonprofit leader, critical of ICE, responded to the situation. I look at the federal government's threats to Milwaukee as an analogous to David versus Goliath. said Emilio D. Torre of the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall. David was doing the right thing in the face of violence and oppression, and Milwaukee doing the right thing too. If a person is proud of what they're doing, if they know that what they're doing is legal and justified, then they don't need to be a coward and hide behind a mask. The U.S. DOJ ultimatum, the U.S. Department of Justice letter, was signed by an assistant attorney and also Brad Schimmel, who leads the U.S. Attorney's Office in eastern Wisconsin. It says the mask ordinance is unconstitutional by breaking the U.S. Constitution Supremacy Clause. This mask ban endangers federal officers and undermines federal law enforcement operations. The letter also states the consequences are severe. Protecting the personal identities of federal officers and their families is especially critical, in part due to the increasingly common threats of targeted harassment, tracking, interference, and assaults on federal agents for simply doing their jobs. Several Milwaukee groups held a vigil and protest against ICE on Wednesday, July 15th in Burnham Park that included Milwaukee Turners, the Milwaukee Teachers Union, and Voices de la Frontera. They are criticizing recent deaths. This is off the Fox 6 News, Fox 6 local website, so you can read more. We got to take care of some bills shortly, Bailey, but what's your thoughts on just hearing that? And
you know, what's going to happen is probably our city will sue. You know, that's usually how it happens. That's how it's happening. And, you know, they're going to continue to do what they're going to do here.
Mm-hmm.
And our city will sue and probably win some money behind it because, you know, it's an ordinance here. Mm-hmm. So this is our land and our law,
mm-hmm.
and they need to abide by it. So they'll probably sue mm-hmm. and win, and you know, and by that point, it'll be you know,
but see,
it'll be over with. But
yeah, you're saying that the city of Milwaukee would win?
I believe so.
Okay, but then you got to think about
that's what's been happening across the country when they do stuff.
But think about how they do their thing, right? It'll then be taken to the Supreme Court,
He's been losing a lot of these cases.
But he's been winning a lot that some people are not paying attention to.
Yeah.
He's been winning a lot of crazy stuff that some people are not paying attention to. And he's doing it stealth. So, but if you keep up with it, you'll see that the Orange Man got another victory. So he's winning. He's winning more than he's losing.
I don't know. I think it's about 50-50.
Xavier, I'm saying that he's winning more than he's losing. What's your truth?
He's winning a lot of the major things, mm-hmm. and he's losing a lot of the ticky-tack.
Right. There you go.
The only major thing that he did lose was the birthright citizenship.
That part.
That was a huge deal.
Yeah.
But now he's
appealing it.
Listen, but he could have been like, oh, how long have you been here? You've only been here one generation, two generations, mm-hmm. three. But, you know, you need to go back to where you came from.
But he's still working on a workaround to that, though. He's still working on a workaround around that.
Exactly. Well, we'll see.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. But Troop Nation, what's your truth on this? 833-212-1017. That's the Troop Talk text lines. We got to take care of these bills, and we'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Looking to discover and support local businesses in our community? Then make sure you tune in every Friday, 8 a.m. for Truth in the Morning with Bailey Coleman and Homer Blow for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Now, each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson that they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. only on Truth in the Morning with yours truly, Bailey Coleman and Homer Blow. Powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses.
Yeah. Welcome, Black Truth Nation. Talking about the fact that the Department of Justice, the DOJ, is saying Milwaukee, y'all not going to be able to enforce that on our federal agents. Nope. They do not have to show their face. And they're putting it on for security reasons, safety.
Whatever.
Yeah, like.
Because you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. The way people are now with AI and different technology and all of that stuff, it would be no problem for them to find out.
Right.
Who these agents are. And most of them, you already know, you just got to look up who was pardoned for January 6th, and you got a whole list probably.
You know, and my thing is, with them doing that, right, I just see so many things that are not legal that come from this. And what I mean by that is, if they are allowed to still be all masked up, they could easily, for any time that they end up killing someone and it was not justifiable, they could put up a patsy. Because you didn't get to see the face of the person.
Right.
So they can throw up somebody who is probably not even really a legal ICE agent.
Yeah.
And say he is the one.
Yeah.
That did it, if it finds if they find it to be egregious. But most of the time, they're not giving them, you know, that type of time to end up even going there or saying that. So with that being the case, we could never know who actually may have took somebody's life.
You're right.
Because they were wearing a mask, and you'd be like, they can do, he looked like he was about 5 foot whatever. All you do is get you a patsy.
Yeah.
That's 5 foot whatever.
Yeah.
Same complexion. You know what I'm saying? Same mannerisms, the whole nine. Just like in a movie where they have stunt doubles.
You
and
know,
be like, here's the person. Y'all wanted to know? Here the person is.
There's going to be a lot of people when this regime is over with that are going to have a lot of stories to tell.
Yep.
And good, bad, and ugly, right? Mostly bad and ugly.
Yep, I believe
because
that.
You know what? As you could see, if you just watch, you know, they never stick by their people.
Nope.
If you get out of pocket or out of line or something, or all of a sudden you're just on the bad list, you might not even know why, because you thought you were doing everything you could to be
real
loyal.
Real talk.
And then all of a sudden you out.
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care.
I mean, you know, for our folks that voted for him on the last go round, have you found that out? Has it been? There's a lot of people that found that out.
Yeah, they finding it
out.
So
the question is, you
going to
vote that way again?
Right, they getting arrested.
Yeah.
They getting deported.
Yeah.
They're getting shot and killed.
And you thought you were an American citizen. But see, I mean, you don't have to be.
Yeah.
You know.
We got Al MKE on our Truth Talk text lines, and then I believe our producer,
what'd you say? They faffoed.
Yeah, they faffled. Great morning, Al. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation and the conversations, for that matter. What's your truth?
Well, my truth is, it's sad that we can't live in peace and harmony because people was raised that, you know, racism is okay while they're sitting there, you know, making kids with their mother, father, sisters, and brothers and grandpas. Ooh. Well, here's my thing with the Black people who are working for ICE. I hope you get it 1 million times even more. Matter of fact, I hope you get it more than the most racist white ones, because you're a Blackie, you're colored, and you sitting up there acting like a wild Porsche monkey because you think them Europeans like you. I hope every day of your life and everything you touch, including your God, be a living hell. And everything you seek in your life turn to ashes as those maggots drop out your body. And please do not wait till you get somewhere in your life and you want to ask for forgiveness. ask your forgiveness, because you knew when you got up there for that racist peck of wood, you knew what you was doing. Also, we need to look at how many more rape babies going to be created. Because you know, when it comes to the Republicans, they love raping. Have you noticed when you look at some of them families, they always got to bleed. They say, oh, well, this is your long left. This is your mixed brother. You're right. He was raped into the family. And they know that from their grandmama and their grandpa. Y'all love to rape. That's why y'all are quiet. I hope all of you catch A's in the mouth.
Okay.
Have a great day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Al.
Oh, wow.
Whew. Hey, Xavier, you had wanted to make a comment? I saw you pull up towards your microphone before we went to the call.
Oh, yeah. And I was just going to say there's going to be no consequences for these ICE agents. I mean, they've already killed I think they've already shot 11 people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if you saw the latest shooting in Maine.
They
killed the guy in front of his daughter.
Yep.
He was illegal. He had his green card, social security card. He was here legally, and he wasn't even under any investigation.
Right.
Yeah,
they
were targeting him.
Exactly.
They didn't care. They just saw somebody that looked like somebody that they wanted to.
Exactly. I mean, and then his last words, he said, "I try to stop," but they literally shot. I mean, I don't know if you saw the video of his car circling, going in circles after they shot him in the face.
Yep.
And they pulled him out and bounced his head off the ground.
Yeah.
As he's bleeding to death in front of his 3-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think if there's going to be any consequences for that. I don't think this mass ordinance, them following that, there's going to be no consequences for any of that.
Yeah,
this is especially this is like, you know.
Yeah. And we still got how many years?
2 more.
You know what I'm saying?
So, plus maybe more. I don't know if you hear about a speech tonight.
Yeah, yeah, because, you know, this war
voting,
seems like
he's going to talk about voting irregularities and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, he's going to talk about the 2020 election, and I feel like he's going to do the thing where, I don't know if you guys heard the big conspiracy where they were talking about how, like, oh, Colombia manipulated the voting, our voting machines and stuff like that. Notice how they have Maduro in 23-hour confinement up in New York for the past 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they're going to try to have him be like, oh, yeah, I did rig the elections.
Right.
Just so he can get a pardon, him and his wife, even though they didn't do anything at all.
To be patsies. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the word, patsies. That's it. That's it. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
We got you. Just like the insurrectionists.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And some of them have been proven that they're criminals because they've been getting rearrested.
Yeah.
Charged with other crimes.
Mm-hmm.
So pay attention, people. Pay attention. It is definitely crazy. Will D9 said, watch when he passes. They're all going to start selling books about working for him. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Man, yeah, we did all kind of illegal stuff.
Yep.
We knew it wasn't right.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were afraid of our jobs and the things that he said he would do to our families if we said anything. And,
yeah. Well, I mean, in the first four, from the first years he was in office, mm-hmm. His first term, there are people, there are plenty of people.
Yep.
Came out with books.
And people still elected him.
Yeah. Still elected him. I mean, the problem is the American people forgot why they didn't like him in the first place and started picking up on some new vibes he was putting out, new but old vibes he was mm-hmm. putting out there, mm-hmm. and said, oh, no, let's get him elected. Let's get him elected.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? And then they didn't want a black woman in office either, so.
That part. A woman in general, for that matter.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. I hate the way some of our people are. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. Bailey, you know, you hear the Nelly Hot in Her.
Yeah.
If you downtown here in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
In the courthouse.
Yeah.
In them courtrooms.
Yeah.
It's hot in there.
It's hot in there.
So much so. Uh-huh. There's a story about it. this is an embarrassment. MKE County Chief Judge sounds off on 90-degree courtrooms.
Oh, yeah. They ain't got no
Ooh. So everybody going to prison for life. With no parole. If I got to be in here, This trial is over.
Okay.
You're sentenced to life. What else we got on the calendar? That's all, Your Honor. Court adjourned. Oh, and I got my gavel. Oh, it's about to go down.
Uh-oh.
We got to take care of these bills, and we'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM The Truth inside the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
We already got to deal with the wildfire smoke.
Yeah.
And it ain't even ours.
Mm-mm.
Talking about things going on in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And Ontario.
Yep.
And we have to suffer the consequences.
Well, that's what happens.
So now, you know, we already talked about how hot it can be in some of our MPS schools, right?
Yes.
Well, MKE County Chief Judge sounds off on 90-degree courtrooms.
But
90-degree courtrooms.
90?
Do we had the clip, we had the video clip from WISN 12. So we're going to play that, and we're going to talk about it because, yeah, we don't need anything else. There's going to be some people going to prison soon. The jury going to deliberate and be like, y'all just walked in there. We reached a verdict. It's hot in here. We want to go home. Cincinnati.
That okay. Part.
Our producer, Xavier, if you can play that clip.
Yeah, hey, Blake. Well, I can tell you it took about 5 minutes for my photographer and I to get inside the courthouse here, and we started sweating. Courtrooms, jury rooms, even holding cells, sometimes hitting 90 degrees, and it's something that these courthouse officials say is both uncomfortable and threatening to the legal process.
As summer temps soared to 93 degrees Wednesday, inside the Milwaukee County Courthouse Safety Building,
83 degrees in this courtroom.
The sweltering conditions were close to what people were feeling outside.
I'm already sweating.
Oh, it'll get worse. But it's probably in the 90s, here.
Jury rooms in the high 80s, holding cells hitting nearly 90, and courtrooms where judges say they can feel the heat immediately, despite ceiling fans.
I'm dripping sweat standing here.
For Milwaukee County Chief Judge Carl Ashley and Circuit Court Judge Laura Crivello, the hot rooms aren't just uncomfortable.
It is 95 degrees in the courtroom. You're sweating through your clothes. You can barely concentrate.
They say the heat makes it harder to do the work that happens inside the courthouse every day.
So this is where they spend their day.
Inside Judge Crivello's jury room, where jurors spend hours weighing cases that can change people's lives, the temperature hit 81 degrees Wednesday afternoon.
This is unacceptable. This is unacceptable. You expect jurors to come in here and deliberate in front of Judge Crivello's cases, which are so serious, and yet we stuff them in this room and tell them to do that.
Just next door, in a holding room where up to five defendants at a time wait for their case to be called.
89.0.
Judges Ashley and Crivello say the heat is just another example of why the nearly 100-year-old courthouse can't wait any longer for major improvements.
We have the opportunity to provide this new facility that's going to really provide what we should expect from any judicial facility, and that is good accommodations, and this is not it.
The fix, county leaders say, is a major teardown and replacement of the safety building, a project estimated to cost nearly $900 million. The county is seeking state help to reduce the impact on taxpayers, saying delays will only make the price tag grow.
We want the project done.
Sure.
Do we have to shave here and there? Maybe so. Mm-hmm. But the ultimate job is to get this new facility.
Chief Judge Carl Ashley says after decades of problems inside the building, the time for action is now.
If someone says to you, well, do it later, what a statement to the people who work in this building, the people who have to come to this building. It's not fair. It's not justified. finally at the point where we can do something about it.
Certainly a passionate plea there. TJ, this is very early in the process here.
Yeah, that's right, Blake. It'll be quite some time before a vote to...
Yep. So you get the picture. Will D9 said on our YouTube page, said all that money they get from us, and they ain't got no AC in that building.
Man.
Listen.
They won't tear it down and build a whole new building. They need to just go on while they need to just go on and put some AC in there and make it comfortable for people.
They need to spend some money.
They're building a new building. Now. Okay, but they need to, right now, they need to put down some money. Get some AC up in there.
That's where I'm going. Yep, that's what I'm saying. Right now, we need a fix for now.
Yeah.
Because even building a new facility, and I believe that they deserve a new facility.
Yes, they
do. That is more modernized and up to the tech that we got right now.
Yep.
But, in the interim.
Yeah, they need to go and put some money in.
Yeah,
it
got to be some air conditioners in there.
Because it's going to be a long, if they keep saying it's going to be another year, another however long, then you need to just go and put some money down, get some AC in there until so they can be comfortable.
That project is going to take some years.
Yeah, well, then they need to go on and get some AC going on.
Yeah, because if they're going to build it on the same ground, because now you wonder, how are they going to
build it in the same place?
But how are they going to hold the court? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you can't do it in there because that building is being torn down or whatever the case may be to build a whole new building, look, the 27th Street Viaduct is still down.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm talking about it don't even look like it's going to be finished no time soon. At all. at all. I don't know unless they build in the actual bridge and you know how they bring in the heavy heavy machinery. And they,
it's already made, y'all. Yeah, we're just going to plug it in right here.
Yeah, plug and play.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I looked at the infrastructure from just seeing what's left from what they have torn off and whatnot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I am terrified and happy I didn't die driving across the 27th Street Viaduct. I mean, the deterioration of the concrete and the exposed wire, the steel coil that they use for it. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
And I was driving across that thing frequently.
Yeah.
I could have been an accident waiting to happen.
Could have been.
So I'm glad that they're taking care of it, and I hope that they are also getting ready to work on them beams, the support system of it.
Yeah.
Because those things I don't trust them. Don't just spray some little stone brick around it and think we good. Hell no, we ain't good. Hell no. But that's 90 degrees, 89 in the courtrooms, in the jury deliberation rooms and all of that.
It's a lot.
That's too much.
Yeah.
Because we know one of the things that I do when I know that it's hot, I can't wait to get home to where I know it's going to be comfortable.
Yeah.
So just imagine you're not able to drive with your AC.
Yeah.
So what they feeling outside, you feeling inside.
Right.
Condensed in rooms.
Yeah.
Listen. Guilty. Jury, have you reached a verdict? Yes, Your Honor. What say you? Hot. Guilty. All right. Get him out of here. Thank you, jury, for your participation. You are now dismissed. All right. Next case.
Okay. No, we're going to have to cancel everything on the docket. It's too hot. Yeah, okay.
No,
everybody should go home.
They're going to read it in like they do at some of the license committee hearings or, what I'm saying? Like the committee may end up having to have people come in for certain stuff, but the other stuff is read in. As to Man, case number 2026 CF0089226. In the case of Latone, case number 2026 CF000 and another zero. In the case of, we're going to read about 15 of them.
Yeah.
We find you guilty and we sentence you all to 10 years in prison. Court adjourned.
Because it's hot in here.
But Man just had a gun.
Right.
He didn't have a CCW.
That's okay.
He didn't use the gun on anybody. He got 10 years now. Out of here. All rise. Court adjourned. The honorable, legendary, Homer Blow.
Mm-mm.
We out of here. Deuces. I'm out. What would you do, baby?
Yeah.
I'd pass the gavel for a minute.
I would just straight up, I would just say, you know what? We're going to have to reschedule everything on the docket for today.
But then you got to come back tomorrow, and it's still hot. So if I take care of it all in one day, and I read all of the other cases and I just sentence them all.
You got to be right.
To the maximum of whatever the charge was, you know? So if you were facing this, that's what you got. If you were facing that, that's what it's going to be, truth and sentencing. Yeah.
Or I would have, for me.
Court adjourned.
Listen, I might go ahead and be like, no, my courtroom going to be cool. Everybody going to be straight up in here. I bring some portable AC things in there. Like that. All right, everybody. Everybody good? Everybody cool? Stop letting the air out. Come back in here. That's what I do. Yeah. That's probably what I would do, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I do believe they need to come in with some type of mobile AC system, at least.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
To cool it down.
Yeah.
What new edition say, cool it now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Ooh, watch out. You know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's probably what I would do.
Yeah.
I would bill it to the county or whoever, whatever.
And the county will bill it to us as taxpayers.
Well, hey.
That's what I'm saying. So a lot of the issues that we want resolved, we got to understand them taxes going to go up.
Yeah. Well,
because it ain't like they got the money. Where they get the money from? Us. So now you're about to put something else on our plate.
Listen.
And we already told you we got budget shortfalls.
You better find a little snack tax or something.
It's going
to
be some.
couple pennies for everybody and we keep it pushing.
Well, you know what? All this, it signifies for those that are guilty, you're going to hell.
You silly.
You go to hell.
Yeah. Oh, you
go to hell. You go to hell.
You crazy.
You get a pardon. We sentence you to, not hell.
Okay.
But halfway there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see.
And we're going to send the rest of them to heaven.
Damn.
Hey, Hockey. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. Listen, the views and opinions expressed by the Honorable Judge, the legendary Homer Blow, does not reflect that of Milwaukee Black Media. All right? So it's my opinion. And your ass going to jail. You're going to burn up. Like you in Angola or something. You're going to feel like you in a Mexican prison. You're going to be living with all these other little people.
We'll be back.
That are not human.
We'll be back.
Okay. Order to myself. We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Case number 002469. Case number 002899. Convicts. We're going to sentence them all. I'm locked up, won't let me out. Listen, if you're locked in a courtroom and the temperature's rising.
Speaking of which.
Yeah.
He's trying to get out.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Yes.
You see that?
Yes.
He's trying to get out.
Trying.
He said he done paid. He got his money together.
Yes.
He's trying to get out.
Yes. The orange man
He's trying to get, they like talking.
Right.
But he ain't trying to let Diddy out, though. Diddy had too many at one time is what it was.
I think that he is trying to let Diddy out, but now that this stuff is coming up where all you got to do is pay this and pay that.
Right.
Did you know that you can pay to get a star on the Walk of Fame?
Oh, no.
Yes, you can.
Oh, wow.
Yes, you can.
Oh, see.
There's a price. See.
There's a price
to be
paid. The
$1 million man, Ted DiBiase. Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You actually, you know, now you're not supposed to be able to pay for a pardon, but
you can pay for a pardon.
You can pay for everything.
You can pay for a pardon.
Oh, yeah, they doing it.
They absolutely do. But there's one person that got messed up on a pardon situation.
Yeah.
Boosie.
Yep.
He paid over $600,000 for his pardon and he didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
See how that go?
Yep.
Well, I tell you.
They're about to set it off.
Like, for real. How they going to do my mans like that?
Feeling loose as a goose.
Man.
Don't get me started.
Listen. And he's still mad at Diddy. That's why Diddy ain't out yet.
And if he was in the courtroom, he'd be like, wipe me down. Wipe me down. Okay. Xavier. it looked like you had something to say. Did you have something to add to this?
No, I was going to
bring pardon mania.
Yeah, I was going to bring up the Boosie thing, but I mean, look how insane it is. We're talking about people paying for pardons and stuff like that.
Listen,
look how far our country has fallen.
Well, see, Boosie didn't have enough money,
right?
Because he was only trying to do $600,000, but he
just got ripped off by somebody that in the inner circle. I mean, you got to think the whole Trump is surrounded by a whole bunch of con artists and stuff like that.
Right.
So Boosie got what he deserved. You know, he's trying to,
Boosie would have said, hey, man.
Trying to be a criminal and got ripped off by another criminal.
Hey, man, I was just trying to get mine.
So fair exchange ain't no robbery then, right?
Exactly.
Fair exchange
he got
ain't
what
no
he deserved.
Robbery. Let's see. Boosie didn't have the right kind of money. Because he got by an inner circle member.
I was taken aback when I heard that you can buy a star on the Walk of Fame.
Yeah, but you can pay to get out of prison.
But you can also pay to be number one on Billboard.
Listen, there's a lot of inequalities out here in these
streets,
ain't it?
Yes.
Because R. Kelly finna be out. He gonna start singing My Body's Calling for You.
He will not.
He gonna... He going to pardon him just like he pardoned. Listen.
He can pardon him all he wants.
He
going to
pardon him just like he pardoned
your
people.
He got state charges. See, people got to understand. State and federal are two different things.
Now, those are
true. That's why even with Larry Hoover.
You're just mad he even got the opportunity.
I mean, he's a musical genius. No,
he absolutely is.
Yeah, but yeah.
But that don't mean you need to be out in these streets.
Listen, well, I mean, here's the crazy thing. We've got a president.
Listen, that's why
I say if you can be president and have all the things that our president has, and now you want to say that if you got a felony, you can't apply for this apartment or this house because you got a felony criminal complaint, or you know what I'm saying, felony charges. You can't do that. You so limited. All your rights are taken away.
Yeah.
He's a convicted felon.
Oh, yeah.
34 times over.
That part.
And he's got the highest job in the country.
Yeah.
So why can't other people that have these Fs on their report card be able to do something and not have to worry about that being a strike against him?
You know,
that's the real truth.
That's the real truth. That's the real.
It's crazy.
You know, I mean, the way they've done his tax situation too is crazy.
Yeah, not a way that he done positioned himself.
Yeah, him and his kids can't be. Yeah. Their taxes can't never be audited.
His friends. Yeah, yeah. Never.
Ever. Oh, yeah, that's crazy. Somebody going to get in there and undo that. Whoever the next president is,
the damage
they need to do that.
Here's the thing. It's going to take them more than one term, in
my opinion,
to try to
undo,
even begin to undo some of those things.
Some of the damage that he's done to the country, yeah.
You know, and especially if the Supreme Court is still leaning his direction.
Yeah,
So when they take it to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
No, that's not unconstitutional.
Yeah. I think some of those things there are going to change, too. We'll see how life unfolds.
Yeah.
We'll see.
You know, hell, are we going to live to see it with all the wildfire smoke? And like I say, Xavier, he only smelled wood burn. Like, we smelled like tire type stuff. And even the news admitted that it's more than just the wood that you're smelling.
Yeah.
It smells like some chemicals.
Yeah.
It smells like some chemical burning. Because how can you have something like that and not have?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Some of the other things that are going on.
Yeah.
And tankers and all that kind of stuff. Things that are in the path of the fire.
Mm-hmm.
What you got, Bailey? We got to get ready to head out of here.
Trust God, do good, have a great day. Great things are going to happen for you. I believe that. Have a great day.
The award-winning Truth with Sherwin Hughes on the award-winning 101.7 FM is up next from 9 to noon Central Standard Time, followed up by the new hours of the lunch break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon from noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, followed up by the new times of the Grapevine with Manon Sabir, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then we tap in before we tap out with Jazz Tyler from 4 to 7 p.m. all Central Standard Time. Love you, babes. Be careful. Wear a mask if you can. This smoke is no joke. It is dangerous. If you have lung issues, health issues, asthma, this is nothing to play with.
Nothing.
I love you, and I want to be able to know that you're here tomorrow and not stuck in a hospital.
Yep.
Holla black. Peace. Thank you, Xavier.